Make the world go away and get it off my shoulders. Say the things you used to say
and make the world go away.
Wow, I wish it were that simple. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show with Dad's Point of View. We are talking on this special edition of the show about online safety, and you can't just make it go away. You have to pay attention, you have to be proactive, and you have to be involved. I am very happy to have my special guests today, Dabney Port, Britt McCallion, and for this particular segment, Andrea Val. Welcome back to the show, ladies.
Thank you, Bruce.
I have a question for Andrea.
Yeah.
I have a theory about Facebook, and then we're going to ask you for some takeaways because we just didn't have enough time in the previous segment. But my theory on Facebook is, and Dabney, you've already hit on this, that as parents, there's a non-negotiable rule that you have access to everything your kid has online. But my further addition to that is I believe every parent needs to be their kid's friend on Facebook. With their kids' knowledge. But once you do that, the secret, in my opinion, is you never make your presence known. And what I mean by that, you don't post anything critical and even something positive. So if your daughter or son puts up a really cute picture and you just want to say, wow, what a cute picture. The reason I say you shouldn't do that, and I want to hear what you have to say about this, Andrea, is not because your kid is going to be bothered, because their friends are then going to know mom or dad are there. And they're going to then potentially encourage them to do some of these secrecy things that you've been telling us about. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great, great tip, because I think that, it allows your child to kind of have their own natural conversations with their friends, and they may even forget about you a little bit.
No,
themselves.
That's the idea. That's the idea. You want them to forget.
Exactly. You want them to forget about you, so they're having their natural conversations, and you're able to kind of just get a little bit better insight into what they're doing. So I think that's a great tip. So never comment on anything that they are
even doing. Good, because mm-hmm. then their parents will say yep. their friends will say something. My boys both are know that I'm on, and they tell me, "Oh, Dad, we don't care. It's all right." I still don't do it. Mm-hmm. They post on my wall. Their mm-hmm. friends follow me. It's funny. And, you know, every now I got happy birthday wishes recently from three or four of my son's friends on Facebook. Love it.
That's awesome.
You know what, though, guys? I have to say, I disagree.
Oh,
I think
Dab.
You get the password, and then nobody knows you're there ever. And then you can see everything that goes on. And then you can also see what their friends are up to, because you can navigate through Facebook as your child.
Yeah.
And nobody knows you're there. And, you know, hopefully they won't listen to this show. And I don't do it much anymore because I catch him being good. And I tell him how well and mature he's acting on Facebook. But in the beginning, when he was 14, all the time. And it was amazing what I learned.
But you're basically saying the same thing. Whether you're their friend or not, you just need access. And
I'm not. Because as their friend, they can change those settings, Bruce, and make it look like you're seeing something that you're not seeing really what's going on. They're very super smart.
But is there really a difference between having the password and being their friend? Can't you be both? Does it really matter?
I think you can see more and have more access with the password.
All right. Well, there's an interesting differentiation. Mm-hmm. So, Andrea, what would be the very short takeaways you would advise our listeners as far as basic online safety and Facebook?
So two takeaways I want to really highlight here and really stress, because we talked about the opting in features. So the first takeaway we kind of talked about was look at how your child's profile is set up to the outside world, so you can see what other people can see on it. The second takeaway that I really want to stress that we didn't get to was to make sure that your kids have the message feature turned off. And that is in the privacy settings under the how you connect area. You can edit the settings, because this is a default that says who can send you Facebook messages. It defaults to everyone. So any person who has a Facebook account could send your child a message.
Wow. And those are live. Those aren't permanent records. So you wouldn't know it's happening if you're not there when it happens, correct?
They're not the live chats. I'm talking about Facebook emails, Facebook messages.
Okay,
you can send a Facebook message to anyone who is not your friend who has this message feature turned on. So you want to make sure that only the child's friends can send them messages. So you want, that is a big opt-in feature that's set incorrectly, in my opinion. But those are the two takeaways I would suggest for parents looking to control that. The other one is there's a reference that people can go look at. Facebook has a very good safety online safety guide, and it's facebook.com/help/safety. Go check that out.
Thank you, Andrea. And of equal importance to all this, how can our listeners and me find you and learn more?
They can find me at AndreaVall.com. And also on Twitter at AndreaVall. And so AndreaVahl.com. So okay. I'd love to connect.
And I'm looking forward to meeting Grandma Mary someday. I hear she's pretty feisty.
She is feisty.
Well, thank you very much, Andrea. This has only been a tease to me. I realize there's so much more that we need to delve into and probably will at a future date.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
Okay. Britt, Deb, where would you like to go next?
Bye, Andrea.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Andrea. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You know, I just want to kind of, the thing that's ringing in my head, I'm a sister person. So I'm listening to Andrea talk about, you know, making sure that you go into your kids' Facebook settings once a month. And so I just want to remind parents that if you're going to do that, which you should, to put a little reminder in your calendar so that once a month you're reminded to go do that.
And if you have an iPhone, the new iPhone feature has reminders now.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk about something else. Let's talk about Twitter. Let's talk about websites. Let's talk about YouTube. You tell me where you'd like to go.
Yeah.
We love
anywhere.
The map.
All over.
I just, you know, I think that the things that we're talking about, Facebook is probably, like you said, the number one area parents should start. It's so overwhelming, isn't it, Britt? I mean, there's so much you could do.
Well, and I think it's
important. Yes, checking their content to make sure they're not looking at porn. Important.
Right.
We don't want them doing that. But more importantly, making sure they're safe.
Right. So the way to sort of systemize this, because that's where I go, is to make sure that you know what the rules are. And I think one of the most important things with kids is whether or not they choose to follow the rules is a different story, but having rules and boundaries is so important. So having a family meeting and getting together to discuss exactly what, you know, the rules are in terms of what websites they can go on, what websites they can't go on. My daughter was supposed to be doing her homework last night, and she kept saying she was doing her homework, and as soon as we walked out of the room, she was on Twitter. You know, so it is one of those things where, you know, you can set the rules, but then if they don't follow the rules, you have to also discuss what the consequences are. So now her computer has a setting on it that she can only go to the websites where she can do her homework, and she's blocked from all the other websites. She can't even check her email right now.
Oh, that's a punishment and a consequence of her lying to you guys?
Consequence, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What's a consequence?
Consequences, you know, when you're disciplining your kids. And
no,
you're,
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
Important is what it
family
is.
Family meetings. As Britt speaks, sometimes the words I'm thinking come right out of her mouth, which is why we're such good business partners and such good friends. I love family meetings. And, you know, I'm divorced, but Mr. X still comes over when we have these family meetings because it's so important for children to know that the parents are supporting and educating and disciplining them.
I'd go
rules and boundaries.
I'd go one step further.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you make it a family meeting, they may. I mean, it's great to have a family meeting. To me, mm-hmm. if you have a regular family dinner, that allows you to insert whatever you want without kind of putting up a big red flag. Uh-oh, family meeting. What is it this time? Especially for teenagers,
mm-hmm.
we have regular family dinners. So mm-hmm. anytime we have them regularly, but we always have a special dinner Friday night. So I usually table something for those dinners, knowing that I've got them. they're not going to be on guard, and we're just going to talk, and it'll be a little more natural. I mean, both are worthwhile, but I
agree, and especially with my team. He is much more amenable to talking while there's food in front of him. It's amazing.
Food is a magic
mm-hmm.
thing.
Food or in the car. And now he has his license, so I don't get him there anymore. But food, dinner, it's distracting. They don't realize what they're really offering. You learn so much.
My
family, yes, they do know it's serious. And the family meeting in the living room.
See, we have a lot of family meetings in the car, too, because you've got a captive audience, and I have control of the radio.
The other thing that happens in
and
the
they're
car,
locked in.
The other thing that happens in the car, if you're smart, is if you let them kind of talk with their friends, you'll hear things that you may not otherwise. Listen, we're out of time for this segment, so let's come back and do some wrap-up and have some takeaways that you can leave our listeners on this all-too-fast show. Actually, we're not going to wrap up yet. We have wonderful guests for the next segment, so be right back. Stay tuned for a continuation of our special show on online safety.